Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Transcendentalism. I am Jack. That is Miles. This is what is trending on this Monday afternoon.
What unit of history class do we start studying Transcendentalism?
I feel like I didn't get
US.
It.
Is that part of U.S. history?
Well, I think there was a lot of like continental, like European philosophy in there too first.
I see. It in the 1820s from the eastern United States, but emerging from biblical criticism of Johann Gottfried Herder and Friedrich Schleiermacher. Okay, that makes sense.
Nice.
Along with the skepticism of David Hume. So let's not.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I was a philosophy major, Miles, and yes. I did not know the answer to that question even remotely.
Things that like sticks out in my brain, like random words that like you had to read over and over, like studying, but it has no meaning. It's like when I say like Krebs cycle, I'm like, I don't know. I just know it's from cell respiration, but I couldn't tell you the first fucking thing. It's like it's there.
Yeah. I know transcendentalism as the type of meditation that you have to be rich to do. Isn't that transcendental meditation?
I'm down with that.
All right, Miles, let's tell the people why Harriet Tubman is trending.
Yeah.
They've reopened the case.
Oh, my God. Remember?
Whoa.
Remember back in 2016 when Barack Obama said, hey, what if we put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill instead of Andrew Ain't Shit Jackson? What about that? What if we did that? What if we took a second and put the focus back on our money and be like, okay, who are we honoring here? Ooh, okay, maybe not that. And that was like one of the first things Trump did when he got into office was like pump the brakes on Harriet Tubman being on the 20. It's jarring to read this story, actually, because It reminds me of like how we, like, it was almost like we were bookending like the beginning and end of this thing, because I was like, yeah, that's right. That was an Obama thing that then Trump said no to. And now we're back 4 years later being like, all right, remember that thing Obama's going to do? We're going to do that now.
Right. Anyways, it's like the Obama administration being like, are you done? Okay. Anyways, yeah. Like it was just a 4-year interruption.
Yeah, more on that later, Donald. So back to this. It's like, wow. So cool. Here we go.
And I know a lot of people are saying, let's focus on inequality and paying people the $2,000 before we focus on problems like this. But, you know, I do think it's valuable that, you know, a very prominent piece of paper, piece of like official documentation given out by the government has somebody who starts a conversation about slavery and racism as opposed to somebody who reinforces the ideas behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, obviously, I'm preaching the choir, but like, I do think that like those things matter in the long run.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like the same thing of having reckonings with Confederate monuments and things like that. It's like, what are we sort of giving this the respect to endure into the future with? Like, yeah. Are we giving the spaces of our sordid military-backed funny money right. with, like, people that are worth it, that are actually contributed positively, or just be like, I don't know, he's a president, man. Like, ignore all the other shit because president. So,
yeah. Cool. 0% ICU is trending, as is Governor Newsom's name, because he has basically put down, ended the stay-at-home order for California. This, while the Southern California area has a 0% ICU capacity. It really, again, seems like it's coming out of nowhere. It's just like, we want to open bars. So,
yeah. Oh, it's so weird, too, hearing even on, like, KCRW, you know, who's an NPR affiliate station in L.A., 89.9, people know out here. And it's very like, oh, wow, what else is going on with Governor Newsom. I like that. But like, they even just sort of like, oh, wow, this will be a relief to businesses. That was the take. Yeah. And it was saying like, oh, because like some numbers have improved in other parts of the state, they're doing it. And like, and the most pushback they did is like, and while there are critics of this move, you know, like, this allows for the reopening of gyms and blah, blah, blah. And we'll be like, and I get that because yes, everyone needs to be able to survive. But again, when we keep doing this thing of like, bootstrap yourself to death in the pandemic, y'all, that ain't it. It should be, wow, the government still isn't found a way to support people as they go through this and trying to, you know, I guess really incentivize having, you know, taking your safety into consideration by not creating the pressures of having to earn money or pay your rent and things like that. So I don't know. They're like, wow, cool. You can get your nails did. I was like, this is horseshit.
It is very frustrating that NPR is the standard bearer for the left to like a vast majority of the American population. That like, that is what left politics is.
It's like,
considered.
Like, yeah. NPR is about like, would just the only person to be edgy to is like Leslie Knope. That character from Parks and Recreation.
Right.
I feel like it's like, yeah, kind of like, oh, wow, that's because other than that, like there's really no grit to it. It's very just down the middle with occasional like, you know, hat tips to nuanced discussions on white supremacy and things like that.
And now for Market Watch. that's like, their like one of their most popular, but it has jazzy instrumentals over the bumpers.
And
so
they do, and you know, they got people that are doing all right. And I get that there's a lot of, you know, you're there's a definitely a tone that is established that you have to operate within. So it's like, yeah, if you don't like it, then go to KPFK or whatever the fuck, KPCC, right. Whatever you got, you know, you want to talk that shit or start a podcast.
Dominion is trending because they're suing everyone who lied about their ability to do the thing that they do that keeps them in business.
Yeah.
Now they're suing Rudy for $1.3 billion.
Same as Sidney Powell. You know, these are the only two people that I'm pretty that have lost suits against them right now. probably, there'll probably be more because they've just been threatening other places. And that's when like the Newsmaxes of the world stopped checking them by name because they're like, oh, yeah, we'll absolutely be vaporized if we lost a lawsuit like this, let alone the legal fees. So, yeah, now it's Rudy, you know, essentially for doing the thing. The thing they're pointing out is exactly what has been going on with just how sort of duplicitous and insincere and just deceptive these Republicans are, is they'll say one thing out loud on TV like it's the truth and they have no choice but to stop this thing that's happening. But they get to court and they would never say a fucking thing like that because it's so outside the realm of truth and like nothing. There's nothing evidentiary to support anything they'd say. They know it would be a big boo-boo in court to say that, big violation to do that, to just go up there and lie. So, you know, Dominion's doing the thing where they're like, look, he says this shit on TV, like all these votes were changed by our machines from people there, whatever. But check his records in court. He says that he doesn't have it. He does not have the same energy than when he's on Fox News because he's lying and perpetuating, you know, quote, the big lie about the election being stolen, et cetera. So, yeah, you know, best of luck to you, Rudy. I hope they, I mean, we know you don't have that money, but I hope they get what they need to get. Or you figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, the traditional path that people have gone down when in similar situations is like your Alex Jones and your Tucker Carlson, like Fox News, will defend themselves as being like entertainment and basically a professional wrestling personality. But the fact that the lies Rudy was telling had direct bearing on people, like how people felt about America's ability to peacefully transfer power, seems like he would be pretty fucked, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, remember he was going on YouTube for a while to do his like Rudy sundowns in front of camera on YouTube or whatever, yeah. And holds up like fake files.
Where he would, he would go from describing a vast conspiracy that was, you know, undermining democracy in the country and stealing the election in the present tense to doing a piece of SponCon for a cigar store that he
cigars likes. Like there's one that's like joint pain supplements or like gold. It's like this guy's a fucking grifter, and all of these people are like. Just pay attention. If they don't have a policy, it's bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, the election was stolen. How about, like, we need protections for minors?
Right.
Like, people who work in mines or even children. Like, that's a policy rather than being like, oh, no, Biden bad. We'll come with it because right now the conversation is how do we improve people's lives? Just across the board because there's a lot of this nonsense.
Their policy is deregulation, Miles. Unless their guy loses.
Because there's way too much regulation on how racist you can be. We need to deregulate that. Like,
that's right. Okay, yeah. Finally, regulation on free speech.
We don't like progress. Fuck progress.
Has anybody tried suing Ben Shapiro yet? It'd be satisfying to see him try to claim that he's an entertainer in court, if he hasn't already.
I mean, he gets in hot. I'm not sure what kind of legal exposures he has. I wish I had the energy to care enough about him outside of just making fun of his relationship with his wife.
I leave that up to Cody Johnson and Katie Stoll and Robert Evans.
Yeah.
They have a
they got the ending,
fun
sure.
ongoing series where they read from his novel on Behind the Bastards, and it is the worst thing you've ever read.
Well, that's your opinion, Jack, and I would actually challenge you to have another person come on this show and give an objective third-party opinion on this.
Debate me, coward. And then finally, over the weekend, Kong vs. Godzilla was trending because the trailer hit, and it was
trailer
wild.
Hit, y'all.
The trailer does hit very hard.
What is it? This thing is wildish. It's as wild as Godzilla fighting motherfucking King Kong. Like, so I feel good that when I watch the trailer, I'm like, they fucked up honoring the concept of Godzilla fighting King Kong.
Yeah, really
this
did.
Shit, I was like, you know, I never thought about that. If even with me playing with toys as a kid, I wouldn't have thought up some of these moves I saw in the trailer. So from that standpoint, I'm like, okay. okay, Kong. Okay, Godzilla.
The trailer seems to climax with what should be the death of one of the two combatants.
Yeah.
But what we shall see. I hope they didn't give away the ending. It's
so intense. Looks, that last shot is like, what the like King Kong uses like mythical hammers now?
You like, didn't know?
I was like, what? Okay. I guess I didn't know. But now I'm ready. Fuck it. I was telling you before we recorded, based on like how intense some of these things are, like there's a shot where King Kong straight up fucking just right hooks Godzilla in the head. And you're like, oh shit. It's just as something that sounds that simple, it looks that interesting that when you see this whatever shot, climax moment, or if probably not, who knows? I was saying the theater better be destroyed. I better be the theater better collapse on me because this shit's so intense. Like it had that feeling. Even that song throughout the trailer was ridiculous.
Yeah. So we looked up. I was immediately like, is this from Limp Bizkit era? P.O.D. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And it's by a dude named Chris Classics, I think. Chris Classic. Yeah. And I was like, that's strange that they went with a dude who's like not really a household name for this massive trailer. And so I Googled him, and his website is just a bunch of movie posters of movies that his songs have appeared in. And it's like he's a business to business song maker who just makes songs for movies and doesn't like do anything consumer facing.
What's the name of this track? Just so we can just for a second play it for people so you get a quick taste. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Just listen. It sounds like, I don't know, what music people make. Yeah. Come on. That's all I'm going to play so we don't get sued. So we know that vibe.
Yeah.
Come on. It's POD. It's Limp Bizkit. It's that rap rock shit. But this guy, the IMDb is so ridiculous. You're like, it's like that documentary 30 feet or 20 feet from stardom or whatever. You're like, he's been in every soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, but not everyone, but it's, yeah. Okay. Chris Classic.
I mean, he's worked on the Squeakquel, guys. He's worked on the Squeakquel. Enough said.
Fool's Gold soundtrack with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. Dance Flick, the parody film he was in. Fantastic Four soundtrack. I can go on. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Wow. Southpaw. He's just like
the background stock rap track god. And for that, I'm like, I'm actually more grateful to this trailer of putting me on to Chris Classic, because you realize, I'm like, there's so many interesting ways to success. Because in my mind, I'm hoping he's actually getting good money for all of this.
I think he must be, right?
You'd hope, unless it's like, he's like, nah, man, I have to keep making these terrible songs just to keep going. Because you'd hope, like, when you're on these bigger soundtracks or your movie's being placed in these bigger films, like, you get a good check. But, it just shows you, like, there are ways to really do it big and nobody know your name. And that's actually kind of dope to me.
And the Chris Classic stands are obviously going to come for us on social media and be like, you don't know Classic?
I know. Look, I just got into CC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. CNC.
Oh, yo, his Spotify page, he has like, it's a photo of like him holding a baby, but they have like Basquiat, like drawn on crowns, like sort of on top of the photo. So he's got a whole
aesthetic.
He's got a whole thing. His top played track is Witch Doctor from the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie. Almost
what
5 million
What are we
spins.
Looking at? Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Just think about that.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa. The new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.